Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we are, another day in paradise. Beautiful. 9:06, let's call it 9:07, time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg is here. Good morning. It is Monday, and we're gonna make it great. Hey, speaking of Mondays, if you want to make Monday, December 8th a great day, then all you got to do is sign up for this wonderful 2025 Papine Gives Charity Golf Scramble, brought to you by Comfort Keepers. This will be held at the gorgeous Golden Ocala Golf and Equestrian Club. This is a beautiful course. Proceeds from the event benefit Papine Gives, along with Habitat for Humanity and their mission to help seniors and working families and veterans who are facing housing insecurity across Central North Florida. To get signed up now and enjoy a day filled with golf and camaraderie and community impact, go to papinegives.com. That's papinegives.com. And that is going to be a wonderful time. And remember, it's on a Monday. It's a Monday. See, you get out of Monday.
Take a long weekend. It's for charity.
You get the boss man on board. Everybody's off having fun.
And everybody wins.
And it's 4-day work week after that.
Wow.
Gotta love it.
You can tell Bob plans these things ahead of time very well.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Trump signs historic peace trade agreements on arrival in Malaysia. I've gone over the story a couple of times and shared it with you. Cambodia and Thailand, they have a little difference of opinion on a couple of things, and it creates a problem. Trump stepped in, got them both to agree to a peace deal.
Nice.
Hey, knock it off. Really, the message he's trying to send, really worldwide, is if you're spending your money on war, you can't build up your own country. You can't make life better for your people. You don't have money to invest in other things that will help your country grow economically. Mm-hmm. You know, he's trying to say, like, come on, McFly, is anybody home? Listen, pay attention. It's about the money. Quit throwing money away on war.
Yeah.
He's so trying hard to get that message to Putin. Putin just not quite getting it. I don't know. Maybe one too many shirtless horseback rides ended with him falling on his head. I don't know. But he's having difficulty getting the message. But isn't that it? I mean, make life the best it can be for your people. You're supposed to be a leader. Now, it's a little bit different. You're talking about Kim Jong-un. But Trump did mention, depending on what's going on, I might make a little stop. I might make a little visit, you know, and see a little Rocket Man.
Yeah.
See if me and the Rocket Man can. He had Rocket Man. He had him.
He is just in a tough place.
That's what it is.
You know,
it's the hardliners, the hardcore around him. Kim Jong-un.
His sister that would cut your head off.
Oh, yeah. And because I think that he said, hey, look, this Trump guy, when he was in his first term, he said, you know, he paints a picture that, you know, could make our country really nice. I mean, think about, you know, what the South has and, you know, these beautiful cities, and they have electricity. Do you know they have electricity like every day, all day? Yeah. Yeah. Indoor plumbing. Yeah. Those crazy kooks, they got it all. I said kooks, by the way.
I caught that.
They've got it all. We could have some of that. But no, I think the hardliners, that's why they're hardliners. They went hardcore. And I don't understand it. Like, you have historically, you have markers here. You have two countries with identical DNA. One of them is very, very successful and life is fantastic. And then the other one, life completely sucks and you have no freedoms and you have no nothing. You have no nothing. And you can't, what's the difference? The form of government. And they just, it doesn't register. Like, are you really proud of what you have here? It's a desolate wasteland that you have. Oh, yeah, you got weapons. You got weapons. People don't, you know, your people can't eat weapons.
Mm-mm.
It's not going to educate, you know, kids. It's so obvious.
Well, it goes back to the ones that take that step further. You're buying weapons. You're spending it on that instead of your country.
Right.
You're getting your own people killed who are no longer, you know, contributing to your country. I mean, it's a lose-lose all around.
Speaking of bombs.
Yes.
Springsteen's new movie.
Yeah.
Apparently, Deliver Me From Nowhere delivered nowhere near the box office that they thought it was going to produce. They were guessing, yeah, we might pull in $25 million at the very least. We'll get $15 million, worst case scenario. Nope. It was a pathetic $9 million weekend debut and a humiliating fourth place finish. According to various reports, Nowhere cost $60 million to produce, at least another $50 million to promote, which means Disney will need to gross at least $200 million worldwide just to break even, and it doesn't look like that is going to happen. Let's see. Biopic about Freddie Mercury, that grossed almost $1 billion worldwide.
Wow.
Bob Dylan's biopic grossed $140 million. Elton John's hit $195 million. Springsteen will be lucky to gross half of Dylan's $140 worldwide. Mm. Huh. Well, according to John Nolte, who writes for Breitbart, he said, well, I said the failure isn't surprising. To begin with, Deliver Me From Nowhere is not a jukebox musical. People know this is not a greatest hit biopic, and people want to hear the greatest hits. What's more, the one album, Nowhere, that he does cover, 1982's Nebraska, doesn't have any hits. It's a stripped-down, dark, and dreary folk album. Springsteen fans love Nebraska, which brings me to the next problem, the major one. Bruce Springsteen has not been Bruce Springsteen for a long, long time. A massive part of his fan base was made up of the working class, the men who raced in the street, worked in the factories, lived on the margins, counted the days till Friday and payday, and kept our world turning with their dirty hands and broken dreams. All the things he used to write about, right? Well, Springsteen became a billionaire superstar, telling those guys, I get you, I empathize, so I got something for you, okay? It's only 3.5 minutes. But if you turn up the volume, roll down the windows, and let your hair blow back, you'll feel the magic in the night and forget all about that Monday morning work whistle. That guy, that Bruce Springsteen, couldn't fail. Hmm. But then he turned on his fans and sold out. As their factories went overseas and a flood of illegal aliens stole their jobs, crushed their wages, and raised their rents, those guys dared to stop voting the way the boss demanded. So he stabbed them in the back. And he declared them fascist and racist because they voted for Donald Trump. Bruce went full elitist. He meets Barry Obama for lunch now.
Wow.
The guy who called us, you know, bitter clingers.
Mm-hmm. To our guns and our religion. And
yep.
Mm-hmm.
Defends his concert tickets selling for thousands of dollars. Entertains only the correct thinking elite on Broadway. And now he sees his own fan base as crap.
Yeah.
He's too good for us and has made no secret of saying so. The fans didn't leave Springsteen. Springsteen left his fans. Many of his former fans are so disgusted with his betrayal, they can't even bring themselves to listen to the old music. You see, they just don't see him as their guy anymore. They see him as a poser, a fraud, someone who used them to get rich and welcomed by the beautiful people, and now everything he touched is tainted. Even those first six albums that were once so much a part of our lives. Huh.
Hmm.
So give up 2 hours to watch this movie? Why make a rich guy richer who hates you? That ain't happening. Isn't that interesting? And I think John Nolte absolutely nailed it. I am in that camp.
Yep.
Are you in that camp?
Big time.
Yeah.
I mean, how many times have I said it? These people who are all of a sudden pushing socialism after they've made their millions off Americans in a capitalist country.
It's my capitalism that pays for their socialism.
Uh-huh.
9:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And we're about 30 minutes away from things that make you smile. Start thinking about a positive, upbeat thought you'd like to share with us. It's brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and my dentist, Dr. Samantha Annis. So that's about 30 minutes from now. More headlines, information on the way, and a tropical weather update. It's all coming on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Aw, poor Hillary.
Yeah.
She doesn't have friends that can post a little birthday wish for her. I guess she had to do it herself. Kind of sad.
That's just tacky.
Good morning and welcome. It is Monday, but we make Mondays great. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 9:20. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It is day 27 of the government shutdown. That's one of your top stories. The other one is, wow, I wonder what Jamaica will look like after Melissa tears through there. This is a nasty, nasty storm packing winds of 160 miles an hour, traveling west at 3 miles an hour. And it's probably going to impact and make landfall. At that speed, it still may take a little while, but it's headed right toward Jamaica. And this could be unlike anything they've seen in the modern era, honestly. I'm sure that they're doing everything they can to prepare for that, but only so much you can do when you're, you know, mostly a poor island nation, really. Hey, last night in football, Aaron Rodgers faced his old buddies, the Green Bay Packers, but Aaron Rodgers fell short as he quarterbacked for the Steelers in a loss to Green Bay, 35-25. Tonight, the World Series Game 3 as they're split one apiece. The Blue Jays play at L.A. against the Dodgers, and that's 8 p.m. tonight. Government shutdown impacting some flights that have to do with L.A. coming and going. One of the areas it's hit by, I don't know if they are officially terming it like a sick out, but, you know, it has to do with them not being paid, and not all of them have the work ethic that you would hope, and they're not showing up for work, so they're short people, and that's not good. Back to your old buddy, Hillary. Twice failed presidential candidate Hillary got some pushback on Sunday after sharing her own birthday message. In the social media post, Clinton acknowledged the date and accompanied the message with a photo of herself as a child. I'm 78 today, and thinking of all the people who helped this young girl grow and thrive along the way. Yeah, like Margaret Sanger? Was that one of them?
Hmm.
What about some of the other nutbags where she, like, wrote in their books?
Oh, yeah.
They were all, like, Radicals.
Absolutely.
Radicals. Today, I'd love to hear about how you're showing up in ways large and small. Oh, I showed up by voting for Trump 3 times. That's what I did, Hillary. Do I get a star for that? Maybe someone will be inspired by your comment to be part of a child's village in the same way. She wrote, social media users were quick to reply. One person writing, she reminds me of the mean little girl whose father owned the general store on the Little House on the Prairie.
That's perfect.
That is, isn't it?
Oh, and then look at me. It's my birthday. Everybody needs to pay attention to me. I need attention.
Another one said she's the definition of a battle axe. Another person said she was a devil in disguise.
Yeah, not much of a disguise.
Yeah. On her birthday in 2019, President Donald Trump's campaign team and other conservatives trolled Clinton and reminded her of the 2016 tweet, which showed a photo of her as a child with the caption, "Happy birthday to this future president."
Ooh, that hurts.
President Trump's historic victory, which took place less than 2 weeks after Clinton's celebratory tweet, did not allow the message to age with grace. Team Trump, the Trump campaign's official Twitter account, reminded the once presidential hopeful of her historic defeat by posting a video of Trump's victory state by state. In 2020, Clinton sent a happy birthday message to then-Senator Kamala Harris, according to Breitbart News, although Harris did become former President Joe Biden's vice president. She and her running mate, radical leftist Governor Tim Walz, lost the presidential election, of course, as you know, to Trump in 2024.
Uh-huh.
All right. So, the U.S., we're going to have more of these Zoran Mamdanis. This guy, he's probably going to be the mayor of New York.
That's a scary thought.
I mean, it really looks like it. Sliwa, I mean, everybody but his, maybe his mother is telling him to drop out of the race. He's not going to do it. And I get it. I mean, he's got, some principles about him. But I guess people, they get what they vote for, they deserve it, I guess. I don't know. It's going to change New York, but maybe we need this kind of a radical experiment to take place so that anybody who still is, still doesn't really get it about how socialism doesn't work, especially when you run out of other people's money to spend, maybe they'll finally get with the program. I don't know. I don't know if they ever will. When people are offered, freebies, they just fall for it like suckers. Oh, yeah. I want the free universal health care. I want free universal child care. All these promises he's making, and he still hasn't told anybody how they're going to be paid for.
Yeah.
Kentucky's Senate Republican candidate Nate Morris was on Breitbart News Saturday, said that America will have a litany of socialist candidates like Zoran Mamdani if the country does not secure the border and send illegal aliens back. Morris spoke to host Matthew Boyle as a recent survey found that Socialist Democrat New York City mayoral nominee Mamdani has 62% support among foreign-born voters, with former Governor Andrew Cuomo receiving 24% and Curtis Sliwa obtaining 12%. Now, those are foreign-born voters. Among native-born city voters, Cuomo leads with 40% backing. Mamdani has 31%. Sliwa has 25%. Demographics is our destiny in this country. The demographics that we bring in is going to determine the destiny of the country and where we end up. He continued, we're going to have a litany of Mamdanis all over. If we don't get a hold of this immigration issue, and he called for an immigration moratorium until all illegal aliens are deported, and has frequently commented on how immigration restriction would benefit American workers. He said both Democrats and Republicans in name only rhinos back mass migration, maybe for different reasons. First, the Democrats, they're trying to change the makeup of the country. They're trying to create a permanent blue majority, flooding our gates with these illegals, choking us with people from third world countries so they can gain more and more power. He said the second group of people, this is where the economics come in, is the Rhino Republicans. Rhino Republicans love illegals because they love cheap labor. They don't want to pay a fair wage. They don't want to pay a fair wage for American workers and people that want to feed their families. They're trying to make a quick buck and do everything they can to juice their numbers. So we are full as a country, and we are overrun, and we've got American workers that are trying to compete against people that are breaking the law and working for an illegal wage. Interesting. 15 minutes away from things that make you smile. Looking for upbeat, positive thoughts that you call in with in a few minutes. It is 9:28 right now, and never miss a minute of the show. Search the Bob Rose Show on your favorite app. Hit the follow button. Catch up on every episode, every hour, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And it is 9:35 right now. We're about 10 minutes away from things that make you smile. You can start thinking about positive, upbeat thoughts. In the meantime, tropical weather update, and that's brought to you by our friends at Radiant Credit Union. You've got 160-mile-an-hour sustained winds right now. We're talking Hurricane Melissa bearing down on Jamaica right now as we speak, and it is not going to be pretty when this one finally does blow through. And it is blowing, and when it does blow through, it's going to be moving at a snail's pace. 3 miles an hour this storm is moving. That's going to be horrendous. I can tell you that right now. Hey, we lost a couple of Navy aircraft. Yeah, that were there in Southeast Asia, China Sea down there. USS Nimitz lost a Seahawk helicopter and an F-A-18 Super Hornet fighter jet, and they crashed about 30 minutes apart. Now, the good news is the crews of both rescued and doing fine. So they're in good shape. That's good. But what in the world happened to where you're just doing these, you know, regular check kind of flights, sure, operations that you do on a regular basis, and you get two vehicles to go down in a short period of time. And at first, they weren't giving out a lot of information about weather conditions or possible mechanical issues. They didn't want to get into any of that, but the last I heard was a very strong possibility. I don't know if they put that out as the final word, but a very strong possibility that there might have been bad fuel. Bad fuel.
What were the two vehicles, the two aircraft again?
F-A-18 Super Hornet, which I've flown in with the Blue Angels.
So a jet, okay.
And the other one is a Seahawk helicopter.
They use the same fuel?
I have no idea. Are you trying to...
No, I'm just asking.
Are you trying to stir it up, Greg?
No more than you're saying the Chinese did it with some stealth secret ray. But,
wow. I did say that. You're right. And if that was the story, I'm sure we wouldn't
We wouldn't hear it anyway, would
not,
we?
They're not going to tell us. Not right now.
No. So I don't know. Just asking, because I don't know that much about them. I just would not have thought they used the same fuel.
Well, jet fuel is jet fuel.
That's my point.
What do helicopters run on?
Helicopter fuel. I don't know. I really don't know what kind of mixture they use, but it just, I mean, I know it's a turbine, but still, I don't know. Probably somebody going to let.
Somebody will let us know. We do have high levels of expertise within our body of listeners that we know. But yeah, the U.S. Pacific Fleet is the Navy's largest operational command. And they put it out when first the Seahawk helicopter went down, and then 30 minutes later, the F/A-18 Super Hornet went down. It was assigned to the Fighting Redcocks of Strike Fighter Squadron 22. And look, these guys know they're not going to ditch that plane unless they have to.
Yeah. Peter says they use the same fuel.
Oh, okay.
That's what Peter said.
Thanks, Peter. The same fuel.
That's what he said.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I didn't know. That's why I was just... We've got people who know these answers. We've got such a diverse crowd listening to the show that you always know you're going to get some answers.
Well, it is nice from a perspective of when you have to carry such large quantities of fuel, mm-hmm. like on a carrier, that the more run on the same stuff would make sense, I guess, right? Hey, the Macintosh 1890s Festival is coming November the 8th. And for those of you who are like me and go, well, it's not until way, you know, November. It's like we're at the 27th of October. Mm-hmm. Halloween is Friday. This is craziness.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's Saturday, November 8th. This is on 441 between Ocala and Gainesville. And it draws a lot of folks. So if you get there, probably plan on paying maybe for some parking or... Yeah, and a lot of them like churches and stuff and school lots, so it's going to charity anyway. But yeah, parking sometimes can be an issue because it is such a successful and fun event. And that's Macintosh 1890s Festival coming up November the 8th. All right. What else do we have going on? The Disinformation Agency is being dismantled. And dismissed.
Nice.
State Department has officially canceled the Global Engagement Center as part of Donald Trump's mission to shut down the censorship industrial complex, according to a report. Now, here's the deal. Apparently, Barack Obama, and I'm getting this from pieces of it from Marco Rubio, he put out an op-ed piece, but it was then President Barack Obama, he took what was already existing in this Global Engagement Center. It was meant to target international terrorism,
okay,
and to cover any and all foreign state and non-state propaganda and disinformation efforts. Okay? But then he said Obama changed it. He said this pivot was no accident. Obama's man in charge at GEC, Rick Stengel, touted his efforts to protect, quote-unquote, democracy, while redefining it so that democracy came to mean silencing the part of the electorate he doesn't like.
Ooh.
So these kinds of efforts have been mm-hmm. ongoing now for a while. In 2019, Stengel directly equated President Trump's campaign with foreign and terrorist propaganda, writing, Trump employed the same techniques of disinformation as the Russians and much the same scare tactics as ISIS. That same year, Stengel wrote an entire article about why America needs a hate speech law.
Wow.
So they were working hard trying to set up Trump then. Oh, yeah, same techniques, disinformation as the Russians.
Wow.
And then we find out, of course, you know, later, that there was absolutely no Russia, Russia, Russia. There was nothing to that, that was completely made up by the Obama administration. The Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, said the GEC was an enthusiastic partner in the Election Integrity Partnership, which monitored alleged disinformation during the 2020 election. The EIP pretty much exclusively singled out accounts and narratives associated with President Trump and his supporters, and in fact, directly flagged President Trump's tweets, along with his family members and friends of the administration. with its multi-million dollar budget paid for by American taxpayers, GEC funneled grants to organizations around the world dedicated to pushing speech restrictions under the guise of fighting disinformation. Rubio stated that one recipient of American taxpayer dollars was the Global Disinformation Index, which ranked outlets based on the likeliness that they would spread disinformation. Breitbart reported that GDI claimed that the top 10 outlets at most risk of spreading disinformation included center-right outlets such as The Federalist and The New York Post, while those labeled as the least likely to spread disinformation, including Huffington Post and ProPublica. Wow. An April poll found that Americans are losing their appetite for censorship of alleged false information. And Breitbart even said at the time, support for curbing false information had reached its zenith in 2023, 55% of American adults saying that the U.S. government should limit false information, 65% said that tech companies should do the same. Well, the entire disinformation industry from the very beginnings has existed to protect the American establishment from the voices of forgotten Americans, Rubio wrote in his op-ed. Everything it does is the fruit of the poison tree, the hoax that Russian interference, misinformation, and meddling is what caused President Trump's victory in 2016, rather than a winning political message that only he was offering. So Rubio nails it, getting rid of this whole disinformation agency, and that's a good thing. So, wow. And that's what they've been engaging in for a while now, and we know that.
Yep.
And we're onto it, and a lot of Americans are onto it, but unfortunately, there's still plenty that they buy that baloney that the left basically is just making up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Former Vice President Kamala Harris told the BBC, hey, I might run for president again in 2028.
Please do.
I am not done, she said. And I have lived my entire career as a life of service, and it's in my bones. And in keeping with the possibility of another try at the presidency, Harris dismissed polls that put her as an also-ran behind California Governor Gavin Newsom as a Democratic nominee in the next presidential election. She said, if I listened to the polls, I would have not run for my first office or my second office, and I certainly wouldn't be sitting here.
I think that first office might have had something to do with, the service of Willie Brown, but I'm just saying.
It was in her bones. And mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She brought up the suspension of the late-night ABC host Jimmy Kimmel for lying about Charlie Kirk's murder, placing the host's layoff at Trump's feet. Though no evidence has emerged to date that the president was involved in any way with ABC's decision.
Yeah.
She felt like she could blame him, I guess.
Mm.
You look at what has happened in terms of how he has weaponized, for example, federal agencies going around after political satire. And
did she forget what part of the administration she was in and what they did for the prior 4 years and the years before that against Donald Trump, that whole weaponization of all of our alphabet agencies?
You mean the DOJ and the FBI and some judges that they got to?
Yeah. Maybe she forgot about all that.
Yeah. Well, it all started with the IRS and the Tea Party, really.
Yes, it did.
Yes, one of the big ones.
Yep.
And she talks about Trump. She says his skin is so thin he couldn't endure criticism from a joke and attempted to shut down an entire media organization in the process. There she goes saying it's a joke. What he said about Charlie Kirk and the assassin was not funny, and I don't know how it could even be called an attempted humor.
Mm-mm.
I mean, you can try to make a joke and it falls flat, but Jimmy Kimmel, he was making a political statement.
Absolutely.
That's what he was doing. That's entirely different, and she knows that. She doesn't know a lot,
but she knows that.
Yeah. He said he would weaponize the Department of Justice, and he has done exactly that. No, there's a big difference between going after people who have broken the law and going after people because you disagree with their policies.
Or maybe you ran for office with the intent of going after someone like Donald Trump, And that's what you ran on, yet you didn't even have the job yet or know what he did or didn't do.
Letitia James? Anyone?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Harris also slammed business leaders and others for too easily supporting Trump and agreeing to his wishes. She told the network, there are many that have capitulated since day one who are bending the knee at the foot of a tyrant. Oh, wow. I believe for many reasons, including they want to be next to power because they want to perhaps have a merger approved or avoid an investigation. When the British network asked for a response to Harris's comments about the president, a White House spokesperson dismissed the former VP's remarks. When Kamala Harris lost the election in a landslide, she should have taken the hint. The American people don't care about her absurd lies. That's what spokeswoman Abigail Jackson told the network.
There you go.
Yeah. Or maybe she did take the hint, and that's why she's continuing to air her grievances to foreign publications.
Ah, there you go.
Either way.
Yeah.
9:49 on the Bob Rose Show. It is time now for things that make you smile. Upbeat, positive thoughts that you call in with. And you can do that right now. It's brought to you by My Dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. Call in 877-975-9825. Call now. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Another awesome day. Good morning. Welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Time for things that make you smile. Upbeat positive thoughts you share with us. Brought to you by My Dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. Call now 877-975-9825. And a real quick one here. It makes me smile that the Sunshine State Good News Tour with Will Graham is taking place tomorrow.
Yep.
Depot Park. Gates open at 5. The event begins at 7. You're talking about Jeremy Camp, a great Christian artist right now. And you're talking about Will Graham, the grandson of Billy Graham, is going to be speaking. So that's going to be a great time. Did I mention that it's free? Yes. Depot Park tomorrow. Starts at 7 p.m., gates open at 5. That definitely makes me smile.
Going to be a great event. Good to see Jeremy.
Let's go to Mark. What's making you smile?
Good morning, gentlemen. It's hockey season once again. Detroit was down 4-0 against St. Louis Blues, came back and won. That makes me smile, boys. Let's go Red Wings.
Oh, my son-in-law is a huge St. Louis Blues fan, so I'll make sure I rub that in. Thanks. Good morning, Mark. What's making you smile?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's making me smile is your tribute a couple of business days ago to Gene Simmons, a true master of music and marketing, the bass guitarist from Kiss. And my brothers and I used to dress up and put on the makeup as them back in the 1970s, and it's great that he keeps on running along. He's a true monster of rock.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Good morning, Gib. What's making you smile?
Well, I just spent the long weekend with my granddaughter and son. She's just turned 17. She's making A's and B's in it. She's in the marching band at Pope High School up there, and she's 6 feet tall.
Wow.
That's what makes me smile.
You did good.
Wonder where she gets that.
You did all right.
Uh-huh. That's pretty good.
Absolutely. We're approaching 9:56 on the Bob Rose Show. Thanks for your contributions, things that make you smile, brought to you by My Dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. Coming up next, The Smoking Gun. That's brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. So Hakeem Jeffries was on with Margaret Brennan on Face the Nation, and she said, lately you've been using the term rigged elections in reference to the upcoming midterms. You were appalled when President Trump used those terms, and he said, well, I've been using that term because of Donald Trump's unprecedented effort to gerrymander congressional maps. And she said, well, you know, Democrats are also going through gerrymandering and redistricting. And he said, no, no, no. Democrats are pushing back to make sure that we have fair maps across the country, not partisan gerrymandering. Wow. And that little fib right there is definitely your smoking gun, because your pants are on fire, Hakeem. The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe day. See ya.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.